Amen and amen. All right, y'all take your revelation today and turn to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs. Proverbs, chapter number 22. Proverbs 22. It is sure good to see you. We've got a few folks spread out in various places this morning that'll be out and gone. And we want to pray for them as they are on the road and doing various things and serving in various capacities. We are everyday missionaries, everyday worshipers, everyday evangelists, everyday teachers, everyday preachers. That's just who we are. Amen.
Amen.
Everywhere and all things and everything. So we just thank Him for it. We thank Him for our faith family. We thank Him for times with our family. It was a treat to be able to spend a little time with Lauren and Holden and little Daisy Page. They're blessings, and these arrows, and just to be able to be around them just for a little bit, a week. And of course, Stephanie was up there with them for a week with her mama prior to. But it's always good to be able to do that and know that you have some time with them to be able to help them in their journey of shaping them, that they can fly straight for the glory of God. Amen?
Amen.
Begins, got to start early, got to start from before they're ever born. You're praying for them, interceding for them, lifting them up, praying, asking God to give us wisdom to know how to live and how to look and love. As we anticipate the Lord's return, we want to make everybody ready for Him. Amen?
Amen.
Everybody ready for Him, because He's coming. He's coming. And we just want to make them ready for Him. But we're going to look in Proverbs chapter number 22 this morning. We may look at a couple proverbial words. I was telling the Sunday school, you can think of these as these condensed and concentrated nugget principles that have been distilled and filtered and proven and lived out through time. They'll help guide us. They'll help govern our journey as we walk with the Lord. They will guard us. They will guard us. There's so much in here that helps guard us from a wrong way and the wrong thinking and the wrong ways. But more than anything, they just help us recognize that, look, without the Lord, we are a mess. Without the Lord working in our life, we are in trouble. Without the Lord giving us guidance in our journey, I mean, we're going to obviously end up in the wrong place. And we got to keep in mind that there is a way that seems right to a man, but that way that seems right is a way that leads unto death. And we don't want to be in a way that seems right. We want to have the certainty that it is right, because we know who said it is right, and that comes from the Lord. And when you think about that, you know, imagine if we put the word out. Just say that the word went out today. All of us went out this past week and said we were giving away in this place today $100 bills. All who come, as many as come, we had $100 bills that we were giving away. You just come. You just show up. We'll have more than likely. We would have people here. Now, if we could give bigger bills than $100 bills, we would. But that's the biggest bill that we got in our U.S. currency right now. You know, back in the 60s, they had bigger bills. They don't have those no more. They don't offer those no more. They even was a $10,000 bill that they would trade between the Federal Reserve, the banks, and all that. But they wasn't in circulation for us to use. And that was really before my time, obviously. But when you think about that, if we just put the word out, Danny, I mean, you told everybody, $100 bills given away at Briggs Chapel today, we would have some come that usually wouldn't be here. They would. Yeah. How many? A lot would probably. And it would really depend more upon, would they rely upon our trustworthiness, that if we were really telling them the truth or not, they would wind up coming if they believed us, right? And I'd imagine you would have some that would come just out of curiosity to see if that was really going to happen or not. You would have others that would show up that normally wouldn't be around us. You would have some that would laugh at us. They would mock and say, nah, they're not going to be doing that. They wouldn't believe it. And then you got a group of people out there that just wouldn't hear the news. That would never get to them for whatever reason. But no, we're not giving away $100 bills. We actually are giving away something that's of greater value than $100 bills. Amen. It's greater value than gold. It's greater than silver. It's greater than that. The thing is, wisdom is hidden in plain sight.
Amen.
Proverbs has been telling us that wisdom is where people gather, where people cross paths, but a lot of times that wisdom is in plain sight before people, but they never pick it up.
Amen.
They never hear it. They never see it. They never grab a hold of it. Though wisdom is always calling out and crying out. It's kind of like this. Have you ever heard the word used in the scriptures about the secret place of the Lord?
Yes.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. Oh, the secret counsel of God's will, the secret place. What does Psalm 91 teach us about abiding under the shadow of the pinions or the feathers or the wings of the Lord? That God has a nest that His people can find refuge in, that is higher than the enemies can get to. And when we are covered under His pinions, under His wings, He refers that to the secret place. But you see, that secret place is secret because it's in plain view before the world, but the world can't see it.
Amen.
Right now, for everyone globally around the world that is abiding in the nest, being fed with these eternal nuggets of God, their mouths are open and God's feeding them. We don't necessarily see God feeding us or feeding His people. We don't see a nest that we've climbed up in, but we're in the nest. And when we trust in God, we're abiding in the vine. We're connected to the vine, though we don't see the vine. Why? Because these things are what, Brother Shannon? They're secret.
Yes.
And because they're secret, they are in plain sight, but the world passes by and never sees us hiding under those shadows.
Amen.
But right now, Nick Holden's in the shadow of the refuge of the Lord. And even though you can't see me abiding in the nest, I'm in the nest.
Yes.
And though you can't see that my mouth is wide open like a little baby bird that's coming out in these days right now, they got their mouths wide open. When that mom or that dad comes by and makes a little noise or lands on that nest, what do those little mouths do? They open up.
Yeah.
You see, God said if we would open our mouths, He'll feed us.
Amen.
And He'll feed us with that which is better than the finest wheat and the finest gold and better than anything. But He does it in plain sight. But it's a secret place that others cannot fathom us being fed of these eternal nuggets of the Lord. So let's look in chapter 22, beginning in verse number 17. 22, verse number 17, and see how this is just reiterating to us of what has already been said from the very beginning of the onset of these Proverbs, the intent of Solomon in his writing them. Of he's how he said he wanted to give us instruction and wanted to give us guidance, one of the things that would be God's rule of thumb. And I have a little heading above my chapter 22, verse 17. There's a little heading saying, sayings of the wise. Remember, we were given these proverbs so we can interpret the sayings of the wise. And he says this, verse 17, incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply your heart to my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if you keep them within you. Let them all be fixed upon your lips, so that your trust may be in the Lord. I have instructed you today, yes, even you. You could say me, right? He's talking to each one of us individually. Even me, even you. Have I not written to you excellent things of counsels and knowledge that I may make you know the certainty of the words of truth, that you may answer words of truth to those who send to you? Father, we thank you today for what we've gleaned thus far in our time walking through your message, your word, what we've gleaned in our time in these Proverbs, what we've picked up on as we've been in this journey of resting in you and waiting upon you and hearing from you and feeding upon you. I know no one that knows how to feed, lead, and meet the need of your people like you do. And therefore, we submit ourselves and surrender to you today and just ask you to help us, teach us. We're here at your mercy. We're here because of you. We're here because of your work, and your work is great. And we want to have something of you so that we can keep it upon our lips and speak about it from day to day and night to night and meditate upon it and live upon it and learn all we can so that we can have something to live out and share with other people. So, Lord, I pray that you help us with this. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, in the midst of what we've been gleaning and reading and picking up on, this will carry us all the way back to chapter 1 and chapter number 2 of how we started out with the intent of why these proverbs were given to us to begin with, so that we can recognize wisdom when wisdom speaks, that we can receive this word in the words of the saying of the wise, that people will show us their wisdom that lines up with their words, not just take people at their word. We want to see wisdom being lived out. And there are some, what I would call, I'm going to give them to you today, out of this section right here, I'm going to give you the seven evers, just you could say that, the seven evers of the kingdom of God. The seven evers. It reminds me of Caleb. Y'all remember that guy, Caleb? There was another fellow that was like him by the name of Joshua. You have Joshua and Caleb. Remember those two guys? Yeah. These two men walked with the Lord and trusted God, the scripture says, wholeheartedly. And there was a difference in them in comparison to everybody else around them. And when God sent his spies into the promised land to spy out a land that God made promises he would give to them, these two men, when they came back among those 12, when they came back, two out of the 12, so that was the 10 of them that were antagonistic, 10 of them said, no, we can't do this. But these two guys were different, and they had a different spirit about them. And they trusted the Lord. And when they trusted God, God did something unique in their journey and their life. And these other folks that didn't trust the Lord put everybody else in a compromised position. Because of their lack of trust, the whole nation said that they didn't want to trust God. So God says, well, for the next, what, 40 years, you'll have to wander around in the wilderness in futility until a certain number of people were to die off, and then another generation would go in, and the only two people out of that whole group, the only two people out of that whole group that were above 20 years old, Joshua and Caleb are the only two people that entered into the promised land. Amen. Moses didn't make it in, Aaron didn't make it in, and none of the others made it in, only Joshua and Caleb. But when Caleb gets into that promised land, Caleb is 85 years old at this point. And Caleb tells us a word that's something that we don't want to forget in Joshua chapter 14. He said he wanted to go up and take a place that God promised to him. And Caleb said that he was just as vigorous, just as vital, and just as victorious, just as strong as he was when God spoke it to him in that day. And this is how he phrased it. He says, ever since God spoke to me, he has sustained me and gave me strength from that day on. I know I'm 85 years old. I know that was 40 years ago. But I'm as ready for it today as I was when he spoke it to that day. And I've been waiting now for 40 years for this to take place. And I believe God's going to come through with his word. Who wants to go up there and take that mountain with me? Ever since God gave him a word. There are ever since moments that you want to have in your life. That you have an ever since moment. God spoke something to you. God gave you something. He gave you a word to hold on to cling to. And you've been walking in that word. If you don't have an ever since moment, you're going to be scattered. You're not going to be effective. You won't be salt or light. You got to have an ever since moment when God speaks life into you and gives you something to cling to and hold on to. Now, you may have multiple ever since moments, but you got to have at least one. Amen. If you don't have an ever since moment, you need to question where you are in the journey, because God wants you to have ever since moments, because His kingdom has ever since moments throughout it. And that's what we're going to talk about in these passages right here. Ever since God did this, ever since God said this to me, I've trusted Him, I've leaned upon Him, I've heard from Him, and I'm walking in what He gave me. And if you haven't got one, you need to be in a position where you could hear from God and say, hey, this is what I'm standing on from here on out and walking in, because God gave me life when He spoke into me, and that life became a hope to me, and ain't nothing stopped me from walking in that hope. Though I don't see it happening, I know it will happen because I trust Him who is faithful. He said I can have it, and I'm going to have it in His timing, in His way, for His glory. And I'll walk. You got to think about it. How long did He have to walk in that desert with everybody?
40 years.
What did the scripture tell us about those people that He walked with? They were what? They complained and they murmured and they were upset all the time. God kept doing this and doing that, but they were just frowns upon frowns, sour upon sour. But did it affect Caleb?
No.
Why did it not affect Caleb? He had a what? Ever since moment in his life. Ever since God said, I've clung to it and I've walked through it. I've dealt with all the issues. I dealt with the plagues. I dealt with the fiery serpents. I dealt with the despair. I dealt with the depression. I dealt with it all. Why? Because God spoke a word of life into me, and I've got an ever since moment to walk with Him. Amen?
Amen.
And ever since moment. I just encourage you. This right here is going to give us seven of them. Seven of them in the kingdom. And I'll give them to you as I got them laid out for us right here. He says, just think about this. In these verses, the evers of the kingdom. The evers of the kingdom. Number one, we should be ever leaning on the Lord. Hadley, where you at? Where's Hadley at? Hadley, what's your memory verse for this month? What is it? Proverbs what? Come up here by me. Come up here with me. We'll say it together. Come on. Come on. She's got it. She done told it to me just a minute ago. Come up here with me. Is it Proverbs that y'all remembering? Proverbs what? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Now, what does it say? Trust.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not
on
your own understanding.
Acknowledge.
Acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. Proverbs 5.
And? 6. Huh? Listen to that. Look. God be the glory. Amen. What does it say? It says what? Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not upon your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. And what does He promise He'll do? He'll direct our paths. The just shall live by faith. So, one of the evers in the kingdom is ever leaning on Jesus. And all God's people said, we're to ever lean. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Amen. I'm going to tell Miss Stephanie, you had it down. Did she already get a prize for it? She didn't? Okay. That's the first time she did it. Well, praise Jesus. Amen. Amen. But notice what this passage says. Look in verse number 17. I'm going to read. It says, incline your ear and hear the words of the wise and apply your heart to my knowledge. He says, for it is a pleasant thing if you keep them within you. They need to be what? Within us. let them all be fixed upon your lips. For what purpose, Brother Shannon? What's verse 19 say? Anytime you see the word, Jacob, a that is a purpose statement. And if I don't know the purpose of a thing, it's inevitable I'll misuse it eventually in life. And knowing the purpose of, number one, while I'm inclining my ear, why I'm applying my heart, why I want to see these things of God as a pleasant thing, is so that, this is the purpose, that I'll ever lean on the Lord. Look what he says in verse 19. So that your trust may be where? In the Lord, not in yourself, not in man, not in horses, not in a military, not in a government, not in a church, but in who? The Lord. That my trust will be in the Lord. So one of the kingdom evers is you got to have an ever since moment where you put your faith and you lean in on the Lord Jesus, and when you do that, you're committing to lean in on Him for the rest of your life. Amen. You're surrendering to Him the rest of your life. So everything we've been gleaning in these Proverbs, everything we've gleaned walking through the Scriptures, all your Sunday school lessons, all the teaching and preaching, everything that I ever attempt to teach and do is so that you and I myself can lean in on Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
So one of the kingdom evers is leaning. Leaning. Ever leaning so that you trust. Number two. Not just ever leaning though. I'm ever leaning and I'm also ever learning. I'm ever learning. It's impossible to learn everything. It's impossible to know everything there is to know about God. That's an impossibility. It won't never happen for any of us. Even when we get to glory, Greg, we won't know everything there is to know. That's impossible. God is past knowing everything about. Even when we are in a glorified state with a glorified mind, that we're not in this old defiled body and flesh anymore, we still won't know everything there is to know. The Bible says we'll live for an eternity being taught by God. Being taught by Him. So while on this side of the earth, this side of heaven, because I'm ever leaning, I will be ever learning. I'll be ever learning. That's why we read through these Proverbs. That's why we're going to read through Timothy again. And we're going to read in John again. And we're going to read. We never, as long as I am walking in this body, I'm going to do my best to get in God's Word and always gleaning and learning, because I can't live without leaning on Him. Amen? So I'm learning. What does Jesus say? Man shall not live on bread alone, but what? Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. So we are ever learning. What does this passage say? Look what he says in verse number 19 again, so that your trust may be in the Lord. Then he says, I have instructed you today, even you, have I not written to you excellent things of counsel and of knowledge, that I may make you know the certainty of the words of truth. Lucas, you have to be ever leaning, but ever learning. There ain't no time to call that a quits. Amen.
Amen.
Mr. Billy, 75 years old. Brother Shannon, 75. Tommy's about 74. Do we ever quit learning?
No.
Long as God gives us the capacity to be able to glean and learn, we are ever learning in the kingdom. So ever leaning, that's one, and ever learning. Now to learn, you have to be what? Ever Oh, you don't learn in the kingdom without hearing. Because faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
See, hearing in God's world is seeing in God's world. You got to hear to be able to learn. You got to hear to be able to see. You got to hear to be able to lean. So we are what? Ever listening to the Lord. I think there's a passage. Look over in verse chapter 19. Look in chapter 19. 1927. What does it say there?
19?
Yeah. Proverbs 19:27 says, "Cease, if you cease listening to instruction, my son, you will what? Stray from the what? Words of knowledge." You know what that's saying, Karen? You ever muted a song before because you didn't like it, so you muted it? You ever muted the TV when it was on because you didn't like what they were saying or doing? You had something else that grabbed your attention, so you muted it. That's the idea. Jacob is muting it. He said, if you mute the truth, if you cease from instruction from God, you are going to stray from the words of knowledge.
Amen.
So to be ever learning, I've got to be what? Ever listening. So I'm listening to learn and learning to lean. But I'm leaning to learn and learning to listen. They're ever. These are kingdom evers. You can't get away from it. They're kingdom evers. Now, we're going somewhere with all this, but we won't get there this morning. We've already come up on our time. I have to depart here shortly and get on with the day and come back tonight. But I'm going to give these to you, and we're going to talk more about them tonight. And you can tune in if you can't be here, you're traveling or whatever, going to be gone. We'll do our best to try to put that word up at some point in time. But these are evers that will ever be part of our journey, And they're all found right in that little section of Scripture in chapter 22 from 17 to 21. There's going to be an ever longing. You see, the more you listen to the Lord and you're not muting Him, there's a longing that these things become really pleasant to you. They're pleasant to you. Ever longing, ever loving. These things become a treasure. They're worth more than gold and silver and everything else. Ever living to apply them in the journey that we're on, and you're ever leading other people. Now, we're going to look at those more in detail tonight with each one. But if you notice in 22, in verse number 21, what was the point of this instruction being made known for certainty? So that you may have an answer or a response of words of truth. I teach you the truth so that you can respond with the truth. God gives us the truth so that we can respond with truth. God gives us the truth so we can apply the truth. God gives us the truth so that we always have an answer of truth for those that ask us. And I was planning on this morning asking a handful of questions to us that if somebody asked you what's going wrong, just use this question. If somebody asked you, well, what's going wrong with our world today? And just out of our Proverbs reading in the last 3 days, or you can say the whole book that we've been reading through, we won't have to go dig everywhere else, just in our little bit of section that we've been reading on, what would be some of the answers of truth, or these concentrated, condensed principles, what would be some of the answers that we would give people? Just think about it. Remember, these words are so that we can live them, but that we can lead other people to the truth.
Amen.
He says, I'm giving you these things so that when people ask you questions in life, you will have truth to respond with. You can take them to the Word. Not what is popular opinion, not what everybody might say is going on, but what has God said while this is going on?
Amen.
What has He said? And just in the last 3 days, God answers in these Proverbs why the world is in the shape that it's in. He answers it. So if somebody was to ask you, you could take them and say, this is why man does what he does and why man doesn't do what he ought to do. And this is the reason behind it. And this is what God's truth has said about it. And that's what we want to be able to answer people. Truth with truth. Amen.
That's right.
So if we was to just walk through and just ask question after question, we would want to have truth to give them back. So in the kingdom, it's one of those evers. I'm ever leading people to the truth. Because if it's worth me leaning on, it's worth them leaning on. Amen. If it's worth me listening to, it's worth them listening to. If it's worth me longing for, it's worth them longing for. If it's worth me learning, it's worth them learning. If it's worth living for Jesus, it's worth me living it. Amen. So I want to be able to answer people. Answer people. And there's other places in the Word that says that. That, look, you won't be ashamed when somebody comes to you and says, hey, tell me about why this has happened. Tell me about parenting, about raising up a family, raising up a child. Tell me about that. What does the Bible have to say about it? You don't have to just swirl around in your head and come up with something foolish. You can take them directly to what God said about it. Amen?
Amen.
Or say, what about this? You say, well, look, God's already given us an answer on that. Let's go see what he says about it. And that's the value of what? Leaning on him, listening to him, learning from him, longing for it, loving it, living it out, and just leading people back to it. Again and again and again and again and again and again. If you do it a million times in a day, it's worth every time you did it.
Amen?
Amen?
Come on.
It's worth it. Of knowing it to share it. And that's what that means in that last part of that verse, that you will have something to answer people with when they ask you a question about life, about the Lord, about your life, about somebody else's life. So, well, I might not be able to tell you everything, but I can tell you what God says as a pattern that they've shown in their journey of what he says it would look like if they were doing this. And seeing it doesn't look like that, they must be doing this, what the scripture says, because God's word lays it all out for us. Amen. Is it reliable?
Amen.
Hadley Jane, can you lean on it? And what would he do if we lean on it? He says he will what? He'll direct our paths. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you today that we can approach you again and again and hear from you and lean on you. You've given us these things so that we can, This is so that we can trust you to the point that we live and love how we live, to treasure how we live for your glory. That we can tell other people of why we live the way we live, and we can do it delightfully. We can do it with a discerning heart, that we can do it wisely and gently with a generous eye, that we can give of ourselves to others because we've given ourselves first to you and you are at work in us. So Lord, we just gonna praise you. Thank you that we don't have to worry about giving away $100 bills in here today, but we can give away that which is so much more of value and precious, so much better than monetary and material things. We can give you away in what you've said about a thing. So we praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Look, ever leaning. Let's start with there. Amen.
Amen.
Everything we learn is to help us lean. Everything we learn is to help us lean.